So, Hare Krishna, welcome to this different universe. I think you will agree with the organizers that this is a very, very special place. It's one of the four hills which came about in as Brahma's desire to serve Srimati Radharani. As you know, Brahma has four heads, and one of his heads is this. These heads manifested as different hills. One hill is there where the Sriji Mandir is located, and the other hill is here. We are sitting actually, if you so want, on the top of Brahma's head. But don't think you are offensive. The creator of the universe likes to get the dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, especially japa chanting Vaishnavas. So you are actually fulfilling Brahma's desire by sitting on his head today. As you see, there are many wonderful wish-fulfilling trees. That place where Braj Bihari waved at us is a place of excellent shelter or shadow also, where you could go. We will meet most properly here. We have to see where the sun goes. We will shift a little with the sun. It's now 10 o'clock, and I suggest that we meet at 12 o'clock punctually here for another japa inspiration. Most properly, we will sing and pray. In the scriptures, there's one prayer which is always described to be the king and the queen of all prayers, because it the devotee addresses a very, very good desire to Lord Krishna. It's actually two prayers, and I would like to chant them for you for the following reason. We are now chanting with a lot of concentration the whole day. What are we doing with this? We are actually addressing the Lord. We are calling out for the Lord. We are really entering into a relationship with Krishna. And it is this prayer who make us very, very, very aware of our relationship to Krishna. Sangsara sagaranata putra mitra grihaganat koptaro me yuvang eva prapanabhaya banjano. O Radha Krishna, you are my protectors from the ocean of material existence, which is filled with sons, friends, household, and land. These are all secondary relationships. We want now the primary relationship to blossom. Therefore, because you protect me from the samsara, material existence, therefore you are known as the destroyers of fear for those who are surrendered unto you. O your lordships, myself and whatever little bit is mine in this world and in the next, all this I now offer unto your lotus feet. O your lordships, I am certainly the abode of many offenses, and it's sure I'm completely devoid of any serious devotional practices worth that name. Nor do I have in my possession any resort or true shelter. I'm standing before you shelterless. Now I regard you as my ultimate goal. Let me express something in all seriousness, something I really mean deep in my heart. I am yours, O Lord of Srimati Radharani. And also my actions are yours, my mind is yours, and my words. O Srimati Radharani, lover of Sri Krishna, I wish you to know that really I belong to you alone. You both are my only destination. O Radha and Krishna, O ocean of mercy, you are my only shelter, and thus I have come to take shelter of you. Please don't consider that I am a fallen offender. Please be merciful to me and make me your servant. O Radha Krishna, you are my protectors from the ocean of material existence. You are known as the destroyers of fear for those who are surrendered to you. Whatever little is mine in this world, I offer now to your lotus feet. Although I am really devoid of devotional practices worth that name and have made many offenses, I have seen that I am shelterless. Now I take shelter at your lotus feet. This is the content of the hearts of this prayer. I wish you a very, very nice japa period. Please know, although in the beginning you might feel a little bit different, this is a different universe. It's the head of Lord Brahma. It's on top of the universe. Who was before there? It's a lonely place, and you are not talking. Not talking means also not talking with the eyes. You know, or gestures. You are now silent. You are now left of your relationship with Radha and Krishna. I wish you all the best, and we will see each other in at 12 o'clock. It's now 10 minutes past 10 on this wristwatch, and it's the Braj Bihari wristwatch. So see you at 12 o'clock.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
As we heard yesterday, kirtan, or also singing the songs of the previous acharyas, uplifts the consciousness from a stage where maybe we feel not so directly connected with Krishna, to a higher stage where we actually feel devotional feelings for Krishna. I think we all experience this when we sing together as devotees and we can pour our hearts into our singing. Then some life comes in the heart, life which we wish to carry into the chanting. There is a very, very first-class bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a bhajan which expresses very nice desires and if one knows the melody or some type of melody, one could sing it while one is in the bhajan. Kave have bolo se dinamo aparada kuchi shudaname ruchi kripa bale have hridaye sanchar. Kave have bolo se dinamo. Please tell me, when will the day be mine, when my offenses will end, and a taste, a deep taste for the pure holy name will be infused in my heart by your mercy. Please tell me when that day will be mine. Trinadikahina kabini jamane sahishnuta guna hridaye ani sakale manada apani amani haye ashvadi baname rasasara kabe have bala se dinamo. Gave have bala se dinamo. And when will I feel myself lower than a blade of grass? And when will the quality of tolerance come into my heart? When will respectless me actually show respect to all others and not seek honor for myself? Then I will taste Sri Nam Rasa, the nectar of the holy name. Dana Janara Kavita Sundari Balibana Chahi Deho Sukakari Janme Janme Dao O he Gaura Hari, ahai tuki bhakti charane toma. Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Kabe habe bala se dinamo. And this wealth follow us, and beautiful women, as they are described in worldly poetry. I really do not want any such bodily pleasures. O Gaurahari, please give me unmotivated devotion to your lotus feet, birth after birth. Korite si Krishna nama ucharana pulakito deho gadgadavacham vaivanya vipattu apisangatana nirantara netre vabe ashrudarya kabe habe bala se dinamor Habe habe bolo se dinamo. When, while uttering Sri Krishna's name, will my body be thrilled in ecstatic rapture? With my hairs actually standing on end, my words choked with emotion, pallor and trembling occurring, and streams of tears flowing constantly from my eyes. Kabe navat vipe suradhuni tate gaura nitananda bali nishkapate nachya gaya bedai bechute batulera praya chodiya vicha Habe habe bala se dinamo. Habe habe bala se dinamo. And when in Navadvip, on the banks of the Ganga, will I actually run about, calling out without shame, O Gaura! O Gaura!
O Gaura!
O Nitananda!
O Nitananda!
O Nitananda!
O Nitananda!
And when will I dance and sing like a madman, unaware of the outside world? Gabe Nitananda More Kori Daya Chadaibe mora vishayera maya Diamore nija charanera chaya Namera hotate dibe adika Kabe habe bala se dinamo Kabe habe bala se dinamo. What you're singing means, please tell me, when will that day be mine? Huh? When will Nityananda Prabhu be merciful to me and release me from the trap of sense enjoyment? When will my Nityananda give me the shade of his lotus feet and allow me to enter the marketplace of the holy name? Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Gini baluti ba hadina marasa Name rase moti hoibo vishvas Rasera rasika charana parasha Koriya majibe rasiyana va Kabe habe bala se dinamo O kabe habe bala se dinamo. Yes, I shall become a thief. I shall buy and plunder the nectar of the name of Hari. And I shall become thoroughly intoxicated by that nam rasa, that taste in the name. Oh, I shall become stunned by touching the feet of those great souls who are able to relish the nectar of the holy name. I will drown continuously in the sweet nectar of that holy name.
Kabe habe bala se dinamo. O kabe habe bala se dinamo. Kabe jiva daya hoi be udaya. Nija sukha bhuli sudina hridaye. Bhakati vinoda karya vinaya sri agyata hala karibe prachar. Kave have bala se dinamo. Kave have bala se dinamo.
And when will compassion for all fallen souls awaken in me? When will this bhakti vinoda, forgetting his own happiness, with a meek and soft heart, set out to propagate by humbly requesting everyone the sacred order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Kabe habe bala se dinamo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Please tell me, when will that day be mine, when my offenses will be finished, no more, and taste for the pure holy name will be infused in my heart. I will leave you with two verses. Oh, alas. No, no. Please play. That is what I mean. Oh, Maya! Oh, weh! Was für ein Riesenproblem! How will it ever be possible for the paradisical creeper of true devotion to sprout and blossom in the extremely barren desert land of my heart? No chance for this creeper. The only solace and hope of my heart is that by chanting Sri Chaitanya's holy name, one can never be subject to grief and regret. Alas, oh me, oh my, oh vaya, alas, all attempts to plant the seeds of sadhana in the heart and stony land of my heart have proved completely futile. It has not affected anything. It's rocky land, rocky mountain, or Australian, what is it, nobody's land. So now, my last chance has come. From the innermost depths of my heart, I will sow that most wonderful seed of transcendental devotional service by taking shelter of Sigo Rachandra's lotus feet in complete surrender. The purport says, by always saying, hunter, hunter, hopeless, hopeless, auvaya, auvaya, the author says, I have no other chance than to take shelter at Sri Gaurahari's lotus feet. With my whole heart I have to do this, heart and soul, willingly and completely. But one may ask, how will you enrich your desert land, the desert land of the heart, with that prema, by taking refuge at Sri Gaura's lotus feet? The reply is, you don't know. Gauranga's lotus feet are the seeds of prema bhakti themselves. Seeds sown in a desert do not sprout. Just as innumerable spiritual disciplines, even this japa retreat, have not improved the condition of my barren heart. My heart and consciousness is dumb, dull, useless by so much attachment to material life. However, the wonderful seeds of Sri Gauranga's lotus feet are so potent that even though they are sowed in the desert land of my heart, something begins to sprout of devotion. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, to seek shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga is the only responsibility of all of us. Hare Krishna. This is an example of how to spend the in-between time when you do a Naam Vrata. You just sing the Hare Krishna mantra, you sing some song of the great acharyas, and you take some relevant scriptural passage to enliven the heart, and then you do what we do now. You continue. Oh, this was 3/4 hour. Oh, Krishna. Sometimes it's longer. So we will meet now. It's 12:45. We will meet at 3:00 again. And then we will see how we will spend the last time. Most probably, we will chant a little longer. Just one word so that you know what to expect. Up till 2:00, it's a little difficult. You will have to fight. Therefore, we had a longer pause to chant together to enliven our heart. But after 2:00, the good time comes again. This is like the, you know, times, Brahma Muhurta, we all know, it's very favorable. Now, the time where we actually were 2 hours ago And now is the most unfavorable time for bhajan. I have not told you this before. So because you all are great masters of bhajans and you have crossed very easily, it's only one more hour, even hardly an hour, maybe 45 minutes, and then you will go like entering a slide. Your chanting will be very, very enlivened. You will see most properly. So now please chant and come back at 3 o'clock. It's now 1:45. Water is there, and the nectar of the holy name is waiting for you. It's in your vivek, in your heart, and in the tongue. So Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna doesn't break the mona. We will have a short inspirational meeting now. Braj Bihari has an option for all of us that maybe we will extend our stay here in this beautiful Leela Stan a little bit longer and take just a little later prasadam so that every one of us can catch up with the can chant the rounds, or even a little bit more. Devotees have expressed that attraction. We forgot to say that we are in a very special place. I mean, this sounds so foolish in Vrindavan. Of course, it's very special. It's called Vilas Gar. Vilas means pastimes. Here, many pastimes took place between Radha and Krishna, especially during a particular time which we are now approaching. It is said, we are now coming as the sun goes down to a time which is very much meditated about by those who try to develop feelings of affection for Radha and Krishna. It's the time when Lord Krishna comes back from cowherding in the meadows of Braj and gives joy and pleasure to the hearts of all the Brajbasis who were not going out with him, but who were staying back in Vrindavan, waiting or looking eagerly towards the western direction from where Lord Krishna would come and walk onto the pathway of their hungry eyes. Those of us who have read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita know that Gop Kumar arrives in Goloka Vrindavan at a time when Krishna is out in the forests herding the cows, and they remember how the Brijbasis were pining or yearning to see Krishna. They remember how the Brijbasis were mad with feelings of separations, and some of them could not even talk because their mind had clearly left them and gone with Krishna. This is now a very, very good time in Braj. All the living entities are ready and making themselves ready to greet Krishna. We will enter this time which is approaching. It comes actually a little later, but I want to prepare your mind a little bit by telling this Krishna Leela. We will enter with a little meditation on Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani remembers Krishna's earrings, who are like dolphins and who swing back and forth and give a very, very nice shine onto his very roundish and healthy cheeks. Shrimati Radharani remembers the Murali flute, and she becomes transcendentally envious on the earrings, who are always in contact with Lord Krishna's cheeks, and with the flute, which always tastes the nectar of Krishna's lips. Shrimati Radharani also remembers at that time the garland, the Vaijayanti garland, which swings on Lord Krishna's body and which embraces all of Lord Krishna's limbs. And in this way, Shrimati Radharani becomes transcendentally bereft of or her feelings of separation for Krishna increase by remembering how the earrings can kiss Krishna's lips, how the flute can be in contact with Krishna's lips, the earrings are with the cheeks, and how the garland is embracing all of the limbs of Lord Krishna. She is transcendentally envious and feels cheated. Oh, look at these inanimate things, the garland, the flute, and finally the earrings. So much more blessed with auspiciousness than me. This is very unfair. So in this type of transcendental madness out of the pangs of separation, Lalita Sakhi comes to her and says, "Stop with this worrying. Come with me to the rooftop. There you will see a most enchanting scene." And as Lalita takes Radharani up to the rooftop, they see from an overview position a most enchanting spiritual spectacle unfolding before their eyes. All the Brijbasis, including the elders and the little children, the toddlers, have arrived at the entry gate of Vrindavan. They have only one subject matter: Krishna's return. Then Radharani and Lalita look in the direction in which everyone else looks. That's the western direction, the direction of the setting sun, because there is an amazingly big cloud of dust which seems to walk closer to Vrindavan. Then they hear the bellowing of the cows, moo, low mellowing. Yes, yes, this is much better. Please do it again. Yes, they hear this type of sound. And then, all of a sudden, out of this dust cloud, they see the first cows, who are obviously in ecstasy and in bliss. They spent the whole day with Lord Krishna. Then a little bit behind the cowherd boys, behind the cows, they see the cowherd boys coming and dancing in novel ways. Some play flutes, but they don't see yet the blazing, the fire. What they hear is, all of a sudden, they hear this unimitable low sound of Krishna's Murali flute, and as it catches their ears, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj look like two people who have revived from who have come back from life. Meanwhile, Radharani turns to Lalita and said, "Thank you for bringing me in contact with this dust cloud, because this dust cloud seems to be a medicine which compels the pranas, my life airs, which have now left almost the body. this dust cloud compels the pranas to return back into my heart. I feel life again. And at that moment, as she says this, all of a sudden, they don't see Krishna, but they see Krishna's bluish effulgence, which comes like a wave of light and bathes all of Vrindavan in this bluish, ecstatic complexion. And then they see Lord Krishna. Krishna walks through Braj. And then we will hear a little later how he looks, but for now you can only compare him with an elephant who moves very slowly yet strongly with a natural elegance. And Krishna looks very lazy. This is how it is described. He looks extremely enchanting and so on. Now, as soon as Krishna comes into the view, everyone thinks he will go into the village, but he stops. The cows also have started to run towards Vrindavan, but all of a sudden they become aware Krishna has stopped, and they look back with their eyes and they understand, well, we could go to our calves, which are in the village. And I do not know if some of you are, how many of you are mothers. When the mother has been so much away from their little ones, then they feel they have to come there. So the cows have run towards Vrindavan to meet their calves. But midway, they become aware, oh no, we are running away from Krishna. This means separation from Krishna. This is intolerable. And they look back to Krishna, who starts to play a very special melody on his flute. And the cows know what this is. Krishna calls them. Krishna wants to know if all of the cows are there. He begins to count them not on a japa mala, but on a jewel mala. It's meant for counting cows. And whenever he finds that one cow is not present, he will play the name of that cow on his flute. Woo! Davali! Woo! Hansi! Woo! And the cows know, oh, Krishna has not forgotten me. And they come running towards Krishna with deep affection. Isn't it that we also, as devotees, want to feel, oh, I hope Krishna has not forgotten me. So they provocate Krishna to call them. And then Krishna leads all the cows to the best of lakes, crystal clear lakes, just before Nandagram, so that they can drink and refreshen themselves with the fresh water. So all the while, the Brijbasis have seen Lord Krishna coming close to them and then waiting to water the cows. But now Krishna is ready to move towards them. It's a very, very nice description how Krishna looks. As Giridhari, beautifully blue as a rain cloud, walked behind the cows, the earth trembled beneath his lotus feet. You know, it's so many cows, the earth shakes. Krishna's turban ornaments shook, and the pollen from his long garland, surrounded by bees, fell over his body. You know, his body becomes, his bluish body becomes yellowish. And Krishna's kastuba gem flashes as the jewel bounces up and down on Krishna's broad chest. There's a colorful flower garland which sways on Lord Krishna's chest. Syama, with his restless, lazy glances filled with the delight of love, threw the slender Sakis into a whirlpool of erotic bliss. The ocean of natural, youthful beauty swelling in Syama's body appeared to be playing ball with the gopi's mind. You know, his beauty plays ball with the gopi's mind. That means the gopis rush towards him and look at him restlessly. It's like a relationship is going on. Krishna's pervasive luster made the, luster means effulgence, made the pathway into Braj look like a forest, look at this, of blooming blue lotuses, wherein the bees of the gopis' eyes performed a sacrifice to drink the honey of the Madhura Ras. Krishna's ankle bells jingle loudly and fill the ears of all the devotees and revive them back to life. Oh. So then, maddened with bliss, the elders and the children start to wait for Krishna at the gate of the town. And Krishna comes there and interacts with everyone according to their relationship. To the elderly coward men, he looks very respectfully. He knows that they have given the body, mind, and their words to him. To Nanda and Yashoda, he falls flat on the ground. And the Sakis, the gopis, he glances in a very shy way to them. With the little children, he speaks, and he lovingly embraces them, and he smiles. And all these cowherd, all these Brijabasis are now very, very ecstatic because Krishna has returned. And they feel in a welcoming mood. Welcome means swagatam, welcome, and suswagatam means very much welcome. And we want to enter during our japa into the mood where we actually welcome Lord Krishna, and we want to sing a little song in this mood, in the mood of the Brajavasis.
Swagatam Krishna, Suswagatam Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One of the concluding verses of this pastime is very much maybe relevant to some of us. It said that during Lord Krishna's absence, the Brijbasis who stayed in the town had become like a dried out lake. And just like a dried out lake has to wait for the water to flood it and make it fertile again. Brijbasis waited for Lord Krishna's arrival, and here's the verse for you. The lake of Braj, which had dried up in the scorching sun of separation from Syam, had again filled up with bliss. From the ecstatic downpour, from the Krishna cloud, the lotus faces of the Brajavasis blossomed with joy once again, and this way they were happy. I feel very much that our heart is like that place which needs this Lord Krishna. Mataji Omala had, in one of her lectures, had given a very good slogan. She said, in our heart is a God-shaped vacuum which can only be filled with Lord Krishna's presence. So we wish also that through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, that Krishna becomes present. And I must tell you, I'm very, very, very impressed by all of you. Please don't say it. I think I have to say it to keep the good mood. I very much believe in something which I would like to call passive spirituality in opposition to active. Passive means you are not the one who makes it happen. Krishna is. We Westerners are very often in this active mode that we think or want to make things happen. I really feel if Srimati Radharani and Krishna, they have seen you in this very nice Vilasgar and endeavoring. And I think, although some of you went through an arid phase, some of you might also have felt like a dried out lake at some stages of your chanting, still, the Krishna cloud, the Syama cloud, has for sure seen it. And he will fill your heart in due course of time. 5:15, a quarter to five, we will all meet here extremely punctually, and then we will go with a suitable kirtan, a soft kirtan, down to the buses and leave this other universe, the head of Lord Brahma. My dear Prabhus and Matajis, just look. Look in this direction. You must admit this is a very special view, no? It looks so otherworldly, isn't it? And if you look in that direction towards Sriji Mandi, I do not know if we can see. Yes, we can see very clearly from here. That is also, this is very suitable. I know we will return here. One more day we will try to return here, if Srimati Radharani allows us. Yes. So please give it your best, give it all you got. Go beyond 64 or try to scratch there. Or you have time up to 4:45. Of course, afterwards you can take prasadam and then there's also still some time. But this is your special time. Please, Krishna returns now. Give it your best. Receive him nicely. It's still Mona, absolutely Mona, yes. Until when we are down at the hill. Until we step into the bus, then you can talk like anything. Yes. Hare Krishna.